It is crunch time for candidates seeking to rally supporters and convince any remaining undecided voters. Georgia Democratic Senate candidate Michelle Nunn.
We are reminding everybody about their power to make a difference in this election by getting out and voting.
Both parties have deployed their biggest names to the campaign trails. Former Republican presidential contenders Mitt Romney and John McCain. And on the Democratic side, former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Notably absent from most Democratic campaigns, President Obama, whose declining approval numbers have vulnerable Democratic lawmakers distancing themselves from the White House.
It's good to be back in Michigan.
Even so, Mr. Obama did make a campaign appearance in Michigan last week.
I want to tell you why you need to vote. This country has made real progress since the worst economic crisis of our lifetimes. Over the past 4.5 years, we have seen American businesses create more than 10 million new jobs. Over the past 6 months, our economy has grown at the fastest pace in more than 10 years.
Political analyst Norm Ornstein.
Barack Obama finds himself in the same kind of position that Bush did 6 years ago. For an awful lot of his own candidates, persona non grata, except for raising money. They love the money. They don't want to have the president side by side with them.
Republicans, on the other hand, are eager to tie their Democratic opponents to the president. Senate candidate Scott Brown in New Hampshire.
The Obama-Shaheen agenda ends right here, right now.
Republicans are widely expected to retain control of the House of Representatives. In the Senate, they would need a net gain of 6 seats to seize control from Democrats.
We have a fairly clear idea that the trends favor, as they would normally, the Republican Party. The party out of the presidency does well in midterms. It's a tough road for Democrats. There's a route to get to keeping your majority. Republicans have multiple routes to taking a majority.
Democrats tout a massive voter mobilization effort they say will prove the polls wrong. Republicans, meanwhile, are sounding increasingly confident of victory on Tuesday. As always, those who show up to vote get the final say. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.